Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
We are really grateful that in this generation.
我们要非常感恩，生在这个世代。
This is called New Testament. We are in the New Testament, the age of grace.
这叫做新约，我们在新约恩典的时代。
In the Old Testament, God has a certain way to deal with us.
在旧约时代，神有特别的一个方法来对待他的百姓。
The New Testament, or in between, God have a different approach according to the culture, according to the history, according to His will.
在新约时代或者良月中间。神有他特别的方式来对待他的子民。
So nothing endures but change.
那不是说什么东西真正的改变了。
We have the problem of interest rate now going up so much.
就像今天一样，今天我们的利息不断在涨。
Inflation going so much.
今天的通货膨胀很厉害。
The reason why, because we enjoy the low inflation.And no interest rate for a long time.
那原因呢是过去一段时间呢，我们享受了这个低利息的时代，也享受了这个没有通货膨胀的好长的日子。
And because our time frame is so small, we think there's so much change, we are confused.
那因为我们这个时间的这个窗口呢很窄，所以我们觉得太多的变动。
In this uncertainty, our faith.Is little bit shaken.
那在这样一个不确定的时代呢，我们的信心会受到震动。
Last week, the one of the billionaires, worth $10 billion on Monday.
那上个星期一呢，有一个亿万富翁。
He is the one who found the cryptocurrency.
那他就是那个那个 cryptocurrency 的创始人。
Bitcoin, okay, 就是盲项。We always invest in this little internet money, right?
就是这个比特币的创始。
That's a trendy thing to do.
这是一个非常时尚的事情。
I know some pastor even bought some bitcoins too.
我知道也有一些牧者也买了这个比特币。
Not pastor Wayne, he won't do it.
I don't know how to do it. If I know, I will do it.
You know, things change so fast. On Monday, he's a billionaire.
所以呢，就是这些事情变化很快。星期一的时候呢，他是一个亿万富翁。
By Friday, he's bankrupt.
在星期五的时候，他就破产。
And not only bankrupt, now he's a criminal, and he's the government investigating him.
不仅仅是破产了，他今天成了一个罪犯。政府正在调查他。
He was worshipped as the genius.
他呢被人称为是一个天才。
In a few years, he's under 30 years old now. In a few years, become billionaire. Nowadays, you don't need to work, you can become billionaire.
就是在30岁不到的时候，他就成为一个亿万富翁。那今天很多人都很向往。
But the Bible said, "What goes up must come down."
那圣经也讲呢，自高的要降为卑。
Actually, it's not the stock market talk about that. It's the Bible already. Okay, the God will bring down those proud people.
那不仅仅是这个市场这样一个起伏，而是圣经早就讲了，神要把那些骄傲的人呢，要把他降卑。
Now things changing so fast. Suddenly you're billionaire. Suddenly you are nobody.
事情变化的这样快，突然之间就成为一个亿万富翁，突然之间你就
变成什么也不是。Suddenly you think God bless you, and suddenly this year God the market so high, you say how come God does not bless me?
那突然你觉得神就在这样祝福我，突然今年为什么这个付这么多的钱，完了以后好像神不祝福我。
We are confused, we are uncertain, and we try to blame someone. Little bit ourselves and little bit more about other people.
那所以呢，就是 pardon.
Yeah,
get what you.
Yeah, we are blaming everybody except ourselves.
那我们好多时候呢，我们就来抱怨别人，除了抱怨我们自己。
Or we blame ourselves a little bit and other people a little bit too.
或者说我们抱怨我们自己一下，也抱怨别人一下。
No matter what,
不管怎么样
we are miserable.
那今天不管怎么样，我们都蛮凄惨。
We have no security.
我们今天都没有安全感。
We are uncertain.
我们处在一个变动的时代。
The Bible's principle applying Old Testament may not apply to us.
那在旧约时代适应的一些原则，在今天新约时代好像不太适用。
Maybe it's different.
可能是不一样的。
We don't know.
我们不知道。
But one thing we for sure we know is nothing endures but change.
那有一点是我们确定的，没有什么东西是可以长存的，它都是要变化。
Because the Bible said nothing is new under the sun.
因为圣经上讲呢，没有什么在日光之下它是新鲜的东西。
From God's perspective, all these changes are within His history.
那从神的角度来看，这些变化都是历史上正常的。
The only link among all these variables.
对所有这些参数之间、变数之间，能够连在一起的呢
？My friend, it's only one thing.
是有一点。
It's God.
就是上帝。
Because He is the only one unchanging.
就是只有神是不变的。
So you don't need to depend on other things. You know all these why we come to this. The only thing is, God is the one who does not change.
好多时候我们试图来依靠这个，依靠那个，但是有只有一点是不变的，就是上帝是不变的。
So at least we know, as a Christian, we know we can rely on God, we can trust in God.
作为基督徒，至少我们知道我们可以来依赖。我们的上帝。
So we have to trust in His words.
我们首先要来相信他的话。
Because His word is powerful.
因为他的话语是充满了能力。
So when we open the Bible,
当我们打开圣经的时候
，you think, hey, actually, it's just a book.
那好多时候，我有时候我们觉得，哦，这就是一本书。
My friend, it's not a book.
这不是一本普通的书。
This is God's word.
这是神的话。
You open the Bible, you open the mouth of God.
当你打开圣经的时候，你就让神来，神的嘴来讲话了。
This is life, this is power, this is living God.
那这是生命，这是力量，这是神的话。
He's the creator.
他是创造主。
So when we open the Bible, we open the mouth of God. We must take it seriously.
当我们打开圣经的时候，就像神张开了嘴一样，我们要非常非常的认真。
Not only that.When we read the Bible, God is using you to read His words.
那不仅如此，当你在读圣经的时候呢，神他就用你来读他的话。
He is using your mouth to talk about His truth.
他在用你的口来讲他的话，讲真理。
So you better be careful.
所以呢，你要小心。
That's why when we read the Bible, we cannot invent here, imagine. We have to read the Bible.
那所以我们在读圣经的时候呢，我们不能随随便便。
And if we read the Bible properly, we release the power from the Bible.
但是当我们正确的来方法来读圣经的时候呢，把那个神的能力会释放出来。
And the thing is, the Bible said, that God said, "My words are medicine."
那圣经里面讲神说呢，就是我的话语就是医药。
And not only that, God's word not only is medicine, God's word is everything.
不仅仅是这个良药，他的话语是一切。
Oh, where's my piece of paper? Okay. Now let's go right into the Bible, see what are the power there.
我们今天呢，就走到圣经里面看看神的话语的能力在哪里。
We think about all so many things, inflation, mortgage, all these things, and the internet, you know, Instagram, everything, Facebook. We never really have time to really open the Bible.
我们今天呢，想很多的东西，什么通货膨胀了，什么利息涨了，什么 Instagram 了，什么各种的这个。社交媒体了，但是我们好多时候没有去看圣经。
This confusion, we have to focus on what is unchanging.
在这样一个令人困惑的年代，我们必须要来聚焦于什么东西是不变的。
God's word is unchanging.
神的话语是不变的。
But we have to learn how to apply it.
但是我们要学习怎么样来应用它。
So when you think about the Bible, there's a power there.
当我们想到圣经的时候，就想到了能力。
When you think about the economy, you feel depressed.
当你想到了现在经济状况的时候呢，你会感觉到沮丧。
You think about your boss, he's a crook.
如果你想到你的老板的时候呢，啊，他是一个
crook 就是一个骗子。
啊，骗子 ，crook 对吧？是一个骗子。
Why that?
Okay.
When you think about God, he's love.
当你思想到上帝的时候呢，他是爱。
Now, you know that's why Philippians talk about recommend us think about the good thing, think about the noble thing, think about love. Then you have love, you have the powerful thing.
所以腓立比书里面讲呢，让我们来思想上面的事，思想美的事，上的事。
It says right here, you know.You must, after you, you don't need to worry about anything, you just pray about that with thanksgiving. Present your prayer to the God. God will guard your heart and mind in Jesus Christ, right? Remember that?
当我们不忧虑的时候呢，当我们祷告就是以感恩的心来带到神的面前的呢，圣经就说神会来带领我们的思想意念。
When focus on God,
当我们聚焦在神的身上，
your heart will be at peace.
我们的心就会有平安。
And on top of that, after that, you talk about thinking.
在这之上，我们也会看到我们的思想。
You become what you think about all day long.
那我们好多时候呢，就成了我们说思想的事情。
We every day we look at the news.
那天天我们都看新闻。
Then you think about Donald Trump.
你先想到这个Trump.
Elon Musk.
这个 Musk.
Putin.
Putin.
And all these crazy things happening in the world.
那所有这些非常疯狂的事情在世界上发生的。
It make you our focus.
那现在你的聚焦点就丧失了。
We must be careful what we think about.
我们必须要来小心我们想的是什么。
In the Bible said you become what you think about all day long.
那圣经上讲呢，你就成了你所天天默想的东西。
So the point is when you think aboutThe Bible, God's love, faith, your mind, your body will have power of love, faith, and joy.
如果我们天天都来默想神的话的时候呢，我们的思想，我们里面有了爱，有了这个能力。
When we talk about with your friend, with your brother and sister, or in the sermon, or you're hearing, when we talk about love, joy, peace, and faith,Then suddenly, your focus is on that too.
当我们在我们朋友中间讲到上帝的平安、上帝的喜乐、上帝的爱的时候呢，我们中间就有了上帝的平安、喜乐和爱。
Like now, we focus on the Bible.
那今天我们聚焦在神的话语、圣经。
So if you want power, you want warmth, you want love, you must get close to where they have the love, joy, and power.
如果你希望得到爱、得到平安、得到喜乐，你就要向那个平安喜乐的源头来靠近。
In our house, we have the fireplace. If you want to get warm, you get close to the fireplace.
在我们的家里面，常常会有这个，这个火炉。那你要想，得到热量呢，你就靠近火炉。
But sometimes we is a little bit, really not intelligent.I want to get warm, but at the same time, I want to be away from the fireplace.
好多时候我们呢脑子不大聪明，就是我们希望得到热量，身体能够保暖，但是呢我们不想靠近火炉。
How can we have faith? How can we have love? How can we feel God? How can we have confidence, trust, when we, our mind always focus on something other than the fireplace?
那我们常常想要这个得到神的能力，得到神的爱，得到神的这个能量，但是我们呢，常常又没有靠近神这个火炉。
That's ironic. You want to stand outside, you say, I want to get warmth, get some love from God.
那好多时候我们站在室外，但是希望我们的身体要热起来，就是得到神的爱。
I want to get the heat, you know, I want to get the warm, but I'm standing outside. The simple thing is, come close to God.
所以我们呢，就是说最简单的方法就是要靠近神。
So today we have a new friend here. That, Gemma, that's a new friend. She's coming at the right time.
今天我们中间有一位新的朋友，他来的正是时候。
She's coming to a fireplace.
他在来到一个火炉的跟前。
God will warm her up.
神会让他感受到热量。
Now, my point is quite simple.God wants us to think about Him. God wants us to talk about Him. God wants us to read about Him.
所以我们呢也是非常的简单。神要我们呢常常要讲他，常常要想他，常常要来读他的话。
Not only do God want us to apply what we learn about His will.
不仅如此，也要怎么样去来应用实践他的这个旨意。
At our God's word.
就是。我们要来实践他的话语。
Read God's word, think about God's word, everything. If you do that, you release God's power in your life.
读神的话，想神的话，我们这样做的时候呢，就把神的能力释放出来。
When I first become a Christian, you know, and I don't, you know, swear anymore, so I basically take away all my foul language.
那当我初次成为基督徒的时候，第一件事情就是说我开始不讲粗话、脏话，完了以后就没有了。
Because I try to take away all my foul language, all this thing, I rather become silent, don't speak, don't talk.
那好多时候，如果有这种试探要讲粗话的时候呢，我宁可不讲。
The Bible study leader told me, Duncan, you've been good. You haven't talked a dirty language for 2 years now.
当时呢，这个查经帮的组长就说：“邓肯，你做的相当不错，你没有说粗话已经有两年了。
”And also, you haven't talked about good things for 2 years too.
他说：“你好像讲好话两年也没讲了。
”So that's not enough to be a Christian. Not just say you don't say negative things. You must say good things too.
那作为基督徒呢，你不仅仅是不讲坏话，你要讲好话。
You become a Christian. You say, "Hey, I just come to listen."
那我们作为一个基督徒，我们不仅仅说哦，我们今天来就是听。
Oh, I just every Sunday we just listen to the pastor told you the sermon or anything, right?
那我们不仅仅是来到说哦，每一个星期天我们就听牧师讲道啊这样的。
But you don't talk about it. You just being quiet.And receiving, but you don't talk about, you don't speak out God's word, you don't confess God's word.
你虽然在听，但是没有在讲，没有在承认，没有在宣告神的话语。
You don't join the Bible study.
你没有在参加这个真正的这个学习圣经。
You did not think about memorize God's word.
你没有在想，没有在冥想默想神的话语。
Then, if you don't have that, how can you act out God's word? Because you have nothing there.
那如果你脑子里面没有，你怎么样来实践神的话语呢
？No wonder your life is really down, is feel you are powerless.
那就是为什么我们好多时候觉得，生命里面没有能力。
Because the world of the idea of the world is from Satan. They want to destroy us.
你要知道，就是说，这个世界上，撒旦呢一直想要来摧毁我们。
But he won't tell you, this is wrong. He always say, hey, this is okay. What? That's what everybody's do.
那他不会告诉你这个是错误的，而他会告诉你这是没问题的，因为大家都在做。
Because Satan won't show you, I'm Satan. Wow, that will scare you.
那撒旦他不会说，哦，我是撒旦来吓唬你。
He'll come look like a nice man.A nice guy.
他就一个非常好的人的一个面孔。
Really sneaky.
他是非常的狡猾的。
Hey, what you doing is pretty good. To be a good Christian is good, but you don't have to take it serious.
他告诉你，哦，你做的相当不错，做基督徒相当不错，但是不要太认真。
He wants you half here, half there, and half alive.
他要让你呢，三心两意。
Right? It, like the Bible in one of the church said, you know, they are not cold, they are not hot, they're indifferent, they're in between.
所以圣经上讲到一个教会呢，他说既不冷也不热，就像温水。
And Jesus said, I'd rather just spit you out of my mouth.
所以耶稣说呢，我就不想不要把你吐出来。
So God does not want half here, half there Christian.
所以呢，神不要我们做这个三心两意的基督徒。
He rather you get out of the church or get involved in the church.
他希望你呢，要么你在教会的外面，要么你就在参与教会。
At least you get out of the church, you know it's very cold out there. You want to come back.
你离开教会，你至少知道教会外面很冷。
But if you in the church, no, you don't speak out God's word, you don't study, you don't learn, it's a waste of time.
所以你到教会里面呢，就说你又不学习神的话，又不实践神的话，就是一个浪费时间。
That's why we need to lay hold of.Grasp God's promise. That's a 7,000, over 7,000 promise in the Bible.
所以呢，我们就要抓住圣经里面神的应许。那里有七千多条应许，圣经里面。
Every page at least that's a 3 promises.
每一页平均会有三个神的应许。
And God's word already powerful. His promise is guaranteed.
那神的话语已经非常的有能力，他的应许呢，就是完全的是确定的。
Because the Bible said, Isaiah chapter 55, my word come out from my mouth will never return.
因为圣经以赛亚书五十五章讲呢，他说神的话语不会落地无声啊，降到地上不会土壤荒废。
It'll accomplish what I want to accomplish.
他会成就他要成就的事情。
My purpose is my word will be your word, then I want to release the power to you so you can live a productive life.
所以说他的意愿就是让我的话成为你的话，让你要过一个有这个结果子的生活。
So we start to take God's word seriously.
所以呢，我们就要对神的话要认真。
You want to learn something, you must take it seriously. You want to be engineer, you have to study engineer.
那你要学任何的东西都要认真对待。你要想成为一个工程师，你就要认真的学习。
God wants you to learn about His word. His word will give you a meaningful life.
那神。要你希望你能够来学习他的话语，他的话语让你的生命有意义。
In the Old Testament, actually, the Bible command in Deuteronomy, it command 6:6, it command you must memorize my word.
在这个旧约《生命记》第六章第六节呢，他说你要把来背诵我的话语。
Elwin, can you turn the on the Bible?And to the Lord make that chapter 6:6, and we left. I left Pastor Wen to read that up. That is God's will. He wants us to do this because it's good for you. He only by doing that, He will release the power to you. If you don't do that, you cannot release the power. If you don't eat God's food.There's nothing in you.
这是神的话。如果我们做，我就有能力；如果不做，就没有能力。我们因为自己并没有这种能力。
Oh, let's read that.
生命记第六章第六节。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上为记号。戴在额上为经文，也要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Okay, that is from 6 to 9, and what is the verse 5?
那么第五节怎么讲呢？你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
So the New Testament Jesus also said, "Love the Lord with all your heart, also all your mind."
那新约也是讲到要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意的。
Doesn't change because love the Lord with all your heart is to obey God's word.
那这个是没有变化的，也就是说尽心尽力这个爱神呢，就是要来顺服他的话语。
Old Testament is not only about Ten Commandments, it's about love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind by obeying Him.
旧约不仅仅是十诫，而是这里讲到呢，要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，要顺服他的话。
Now here you talk about First, you must memorize it.
首先第一点呢，就要来记忆神的话。
And talk about it.
要来谈论神的话。
Speak out.
要来讲出来。
Read out.
要来读出来。
Act out.
也要行出来。
Interact out with other people.
那也就是跟别人交流起来。
Becoming your lifestyle.
也成为我们的生活方式。
Because we are God's children, when we say we love God, that's what we must do in order to inherit the power from God.
那当我们说我们是神的儿女，我们爱他的时候呢，我们就要做这些事情，让神的能力在我们的生命里面。
In the Old Testament, the first chapter of Psalm, if you do that, everything you do with God, you'll be blessed.
那圣经上旧约里面讲呢，他说你这样做的时候呢，福就要追随着你。
Whatever you do, you bring God's word in. God's word is God.
当你做任何事情把神的话语带到里面的时候，他的话语代表着神呢，
you will succeed.
你就会亨通。
Even you fail, you still succeed.
那即使你失败，你还会亨通。
Because God will make down the road, God will bless you.You don't even see it.
那在这条路上呢，他一定会来祝福你。
On the other hand, whatever you do, you don't bring God in.
如果在你所做的事情里面，你不把神，不让神介入。
We bring God's word in.
不把神的话带入。
Bring God's principle in.
不把神的这个原则带入。
Even you successful.
即使你成功。
You fail.
也会失败。
Because.
因为。
God is not with you.
因为神不和你同在。
Eventually, you lose everything, like the building in the air.
那最终要失去一切，就像那个百万富翁，亿万富翁。
Because God's blessing is long term.
因为神的祝福是长久的。
Satan's purpose is to destroy you.
那撒旦的目的呢，是要毁灭你。
That's why God will bring you to a good place by blessing you through His word.
所以呢，神要把你带到一个地步呢，通过他的话语，他要祝福你。
That's why the promise often works together for the good, no matter what happens.
所以圣经里面的应许呢，万事效力，叫爱神的人要得益处。
Because God calls them to work together for the good of that person.
神让万事要互相效力。
And God know you by name.
因为他认得你的名。
He know what is the best for you.
因为他知道对你最好的是什么。
His plan does not change.
因为他的计划并不改变。
Each person, God has a plan.
每一个人生都有一个计划。
And also, the plan including you listen to him.
那计划里面也包括你要来听从他。
Obey him.
要顺服他。
Here is memorize God's word.
也包括就是这里来记忆神的话语。
Think about God's word.
要默想神的话语
，and read God's word, speak out God's word.
他要讲出神的话语，谈论神的话语
，act out God's word.
要来实践神的话语
，then God's power will release to your personal.
这样呢，神的能力在你的个人的生活里面就会彰显。
There's no such thing you want God's power at the same time you say I don't want to follow God.
那没有这样一回事情，你说我要经历神的能力，但是同时你又不想顺服他。
There's no such thing I want to experience God's blessing. I just continue to read the news only.
那没有这样一回事情，你说我要经历神的这个赐福，但是
，Yeah, we don't watch the news or all this thing.
但是呢，继续做我们自己要做的事情。
Then suddenly God will bless you.
你不会成天去看这些新闻啊，追这些新闻啊。你突然觉得神的祝福就降临。
Even you don't love God, God still love you. If you love God, how much more He will love you?
你知道圣经上讲呢，就是说你不爱神的时候，神还爱你；如果你爱神的话，神会有多少的
爱？ Now, the Bible one thing is that God does not depends on do anything to love. First, no matter what, He going to love you. That's why the Bible said, God so loved the world, He offered.Jesus to you.
那神的话首先讲的呢，就是说他的无条件的爱呢，就是不是因为你做了什么，而是他就爱世人，神爱世人，将他的独生子。
But most people don't want God.
但是呢，很多人
God still bless them, still protect them.
神还是 祝福他们，还是保护他们
still give them the sunshine。
还给他们这个太阳照他们
，think about it，
给他们健康
，little bit closer to God。
那想想，你如果再稍微向上靠近一步
，you move a little bit， God will move tremendous too。
当你向神靠近一小步的时候，神就向你靠近一大步。
Today I just want you to harness the power of the Bible because the Bible is God's word. You open God's mouth, and actually, if you don't get nothing, it's a waste of time.
今天我们呢要鼓励大家来用神的话语来装备自己。那如果我们不能得到这个神的能力，这些都是一个浪费时间。
We read the Bible here because God used Pastor Wayne to speak the Bible to you.
那我们这里的讲圣经呢，神也通过王牧师常常来讲圣经。
Then that's God's word.
那这是神的话。
When we read the Bible, think about the Bible. All these things is God's word. And if the power of God in God's word, because God's word is life and spirit, Jesus said.
那这我们常常来读圣经，默想圣经，因为耶稣讲呢，神的话就是灵，就是生命。
Jesus said it very clearly. Man does not live by bread alone, but live by each word.From the mouth of God.
所以耶稣讲呢，人活着不是单靠食物，是靠神口里所出的一切话。
That's Matthew chapter 4:4.
那这是在马太福音第四章第四节。
When Jesus faced the temptation, he used God's word to resist the temptation.
当耶稣在受到撒旦试探的时候呢，他用神的话来面对试探。
He doesn't wait Satan say something to tempt him. He doesn't wait a minute. I just look at the Bible.
他没有说，撒旦，你等一下，让我来想查考一下圣经。
He memorized it when Satan say something, and he has something already in his heart to resist the temptation.
所以他记忆有神的话在他的里面，所以撒旦试探的时候，他立刻就能讲出来。
Memorize it.
所以要来记忆。
But before you memorize it, you say, "Hey, I have a hard time to memorize, and God knows."
那好的时候我们说呢，就是说，哦，我你看我我记性不太好，神知道。
But at least you can read that.
那至少你可以来读。
God wants you to read the Bible.
神要让你来这个读
圣经。Can you
read that? 你能不能读？
Of course you can read that.
当然你可以。
You're all highly educated.
你们这些人都是受过高等教育。
Even you don't understand when you read God's word, suddenly the power will come.
那即使你好多时候不明白，突然你就发现，在你读的时候，神的能力就会来。
When you speak out God's word to other people will feel the power.
当你向别的人讲神的话语的时候，别人会感受到神的
能力。You don't even understand. Sometimes you say, "Hey, God bless you." The other person feel, "Hey, God is really with me."
那有时候我们说的关于这个在祝福别人的时候，祝福神和你同在。
You just say in Jesus' name, you know, I bless you, you know.
你就说以耶稣的名我祝福你。
And the other person feel the power, he praise God.
那另一个人就刚受到神的能力，他会来。
Because we are all made for God.
因为我们每一个人都是为神而造。
Our heart is restless until we come to God.
我们的心不得安息，直到我们找见神。
It's like a fish, it's made for the ocean.
那一个鱼就像一个鱼一样，它造了就是要活在海洋里。
It must come back.
它必须要回到海洋。
If the fish doesn't come back and walking on the ground.The fish is a dead fish.
如果鱼不能进到水里面，它要走在路上，它必然。
God made us for himself. Eventually, he'll destroy the world, come back to bring us home.
那神造人是为了他自己，最终这个世界会毁掉，他会把我们带向他自己。
This is not your home, remember.
那这个地方现在不是你的家。
We're just passing by.
我们只是一个过客。
Just a hotel.
那只是一个旅馆。
And the hotel, you don't spend too much time on the hotel.
你不要在旅馆里面待太长的时间。
You don't decorate the hotel.
你也不要把这个旅馆打扮得很漂亮，
yeah.
打装饰得很
漂亮。You don't buy new furniture in the hotel.
也不要在这个旅馆里面买很多新家具。
Because this is a hotel, it's passing by.
你看，这是一个旅馆，你是要过客。
And I use example always. One of my customers really decorate the whole thing.
那我要给大家讲讲，我有一个顾客，曾经他把他的房间呢，就是旅馆的房间，布置得非常好。
Gold garbage bin with a remote control.
他把这个垃圾桶呢，他弄一个金色的，而且他可以用这个遥控器。
on the wall.
那房子里面都重新改气过了。
And he buying new furniture, move out our old furniture. He just moving.
他买了新的家具，把我们的旧的家具拿出去，把
新的家具布置。I look at his invoice. You only stay for 1 week. Why you spend so much money?
我后来我看了他的记录，我说你侄子待一个星期，为什么要花这么多钱
？People, I like it.
因为你知道他怎么讲，他说我喜欢。
We love this person, but at the same time, we are doing the same thing. This is not our world, our home, but we spend so much time doing the useless thing.
那我们也有点像这个人，我们在这个世界，这个不是我们的家，但是我们花了太多的时间折腾。
Our time spent too much on the thing temporary, not eternal.
我们花了太多的时间呢，就是说在这个暂时的事情上面花的不是平衡的事。
What is not eternal is eternally useless.
什么东西如果不是永恒的呢？它是在永恒里面毫无价值。
Paul call it garbage.
那所以呢，保罗叫做呢，叫做粪土。
He consider everything garbage.
他把所有的都看作粪土。
Because really, that's useless. God will not ask you. When you see God, God will not ask you how much garbage bin you have, how much money you make.
因为将来你在神的面前，神不会问你，你赚了多少钱，多少的垃圾你寄存。
God will ask you, do you obey me?
那神会问你，你有没有顺服我的话语？
If you love your wife,
他就问你，你有没有爱你的太太？
Did you love your husband?
你有没有爱你的丈夫？
Someone is sick. Did you go to see your brother? Who is sick?
如果有人病了，你有没有去探望你的弟兄
？Small thing.
那就是这些小事情。
Because the small thing in God's eyes is a big thing.
像这些小事情在神的眼里面是大事情。
Love about love, care.
也是关于爱，关于这种。
The fruit of spirit, love, joy, peace. Those are the eternal things you must focus on.
那些圣灵的果子，就说爱啊，那些平安啊，喜乐呀、这些事情
Faith.
你要。
God's word,
放在神，神的话去传福音啊，这是神的事。
Yeah, you save some soul, you know, you have to bring home some of the eternal lost people.
那你要需要把一些永久丧失的一些灵魂呢带到家里面。
You say, hey, Duncan, that's too much.
你可能说，哎呦，Duncan，这有点太过分了，太多了。
Pastor, how do I do that?
牧师能做，我怎么能做呢
？But the Bible said you must do that too.
那圣经说呢，你也必须要做这些。
We all are minister.
我们每一个人都是一个传道人。
You just do your best.
你就做你能做的。
You got children, you must do something.
你是神的儿女，你要做一点事情。
God wants each of us to do something.
神要我们每一个人都要做一些事情。
The first thing is to read His word.
那第一件事情就是要来读他的话语。
Act out His word.
就要来实践他的话语。
And after that, try to memorize it.
那过后呢，我们就要来去来记忆神的话语。
Okay, you say okay, I can do the minimum, maybe I can read God's word.
你就说我只能做这些最少的，我来读神的话语。
Not here to read God's word, because the pastor went already read it to you. You go home to read it.
你就说牧师已经给我讲，你自己也要回去要讲。
You go home to read it.The benefit for yourself first. Let alone to talk about other people for yourself first.
那当我们回家读的时候呢，第一个受益者就是我们自己。
God wants to release His power to you personally first.
那神呢，首先要把他大能释放在你个人的生命里。
God does not want you to be Billy Graham right away.
那神不是说让你现在就成为哥佩里。
God said, okay.You say I'm just I want the minimum. I'm just a Christian. I'm just a normal Christian. Okay.
那你跟神说呢？我是一个普通的基督徒。
But God wants you to. It's a command. Actually, you don't have option to read His word.
那神的话语呢？这是一个命令。
Why? Because with His word will make you healthy.
因为神的目的是让你要成为健康。
Your soul will be healthy.
你的灵魂会健康。
You don't have worry.
你不需要来忧虑。
You start to have faith.
那你开始有信心。
You start to have, you know, true love.
你开始有了真的爱。
You start to build relationship with God with other people.
你开始跟神建立关系，跟人也建立关系。
You become mentally, spiritually healthy.
你的心灵。身体都会健康。
Suddenly, your body become healthy too.
那突然发现你的身体也健康了。
And all this actually is by reading God's word.
这一切都是起自于读神的话语。
Because Because why? Because God's word make you wise to tell you what is the principle, the essential of life.
因为神的话语能告诉你，让你成为一个有智慧的人，知道你该做什么，不该做什么。
In Jeremiah 15:16, God and Jeremiah said, even he's a prophet. He said, when God give me the word, I eat them.
耶利米书十五章十六节，耶利米呢就讲到，他是一个先知，他说，神给他话语呢，他就吃进去。
I ate them; they are my joy and my delight.
吃进去的时候，他说是我的喜乐。
The first thing, if you read God's word, you will have joy.
那第一件事情，当你读神的话语呢，你会有喜乐。
Because joy is out of our control. Joy is from God.
那因为这个喜乐呢，不是从我们来的，是从神来的。
You can say, "Hey, Duncan, you're wrong. I can watch a movie and eat some steak and have a wet wine. I will be very happy."
那你会说，哦，邓肯，其实不是这样的。我呢，可以看一个电影，完了吃一种牛排，我就会很喜乐。
Even that is from God, I tell you.
即使如此，这也是让神让你做的。
Some people eat the steak, they still don't happy.
你这有的人吃了牛排也不行。
They watch movie, they feel terrible.
那你看完电影，你最后发现还是很空虚。
But even this is temporary, God will give you those kind of joy is a state of mind, always joyful.
那神就是让你就是说，这样也是要给你一些尝试，但是最终让你要有永久的平安。
You don't know why, because you are full of God's word.
那你不知道为什么有永久的平安，因为你里面有神的话。
It's like a fish swimming in the ocean; he feels joy.
因为鱼在大洋里面游泳，所以它会有很多的。
Walking on the ground, he feels terrible.
它如果在马路上走，它就会很悲惨。
Have you seen a fish walking on the ground?
你有没有看到一个鱼在马路上行走？
Crossing the crosswalk.
那你看到它有没有在过马路？
Those are not fish. Those are something else. You know?
那不是鱼，那是另外的东西。
God wants you to be a true human being.With joy.
神要让我们成为一个真正的人，要成为有喜乐的人。
Simple. If you want the power of joy, the first thing you just read God's word.
那如果其实很简单，如果你要得到喜乐，第一件事情读什么？
That is critical.
那这是非常关
键。In the morning, instead of read the newspaper, God said, "Why not you read the Bible?"
所以早上一起来呢，不要就读新闻，你来读神的话。
You've been reading the newspaper for so many years. Those newspapers give you worry.
你读了这个报纸这么多年，这些报纸只给你的焦虑。
Those newspapers, all you need to read it one time, because every time you repeat the same thing.
那这些报纸呢？你读来读去啊，还是同样的事情在重复。
Someone died, something miserable, anything happened.
就是有人死了，有人怎么了？
The next person is this guy, you know.
另一个人又是这样了，那样。
Actually, all you need is read one time, you know, that's the pattern.
那好像都在重复。
But some people really study the newspaper every morning, and no wonder they don't feel happy. They're miserable.
那有人真的常常在学习这个新闻报纸，但是呢？怪不得没有喜乐。
You want real life? Release God's power in your life. All you need to do is get close to God's word.
所以呢，你真的要希望生命里面有神的能力，就是要来靠近神的话语。
Okay, we read a few more on Alvin, Psalm 119. If you feel I don't know what to do, okay, you just read Psalm 119 because it has 176 promise.160 promise to make you happy.
让阿文来放一下。那圣经里面呢，有160多个应许是让你喜乐的。
It's like you know, it's like you go to Safeway. My wife go to Safeway, and suddenly you have 176 special.
那就像你去了这个 Safeway 去买东西，就像我太太去，她看到突然发现有160多件。这个叫什么？
打折的，
yeah, make you happy.
打折的就让你就。
There's 176 promise. You don't even look because this promise, when you get hold one of them, is already a blessing.
那所以这些这个160多个呢，让我们就会很 幸福。
Think about you miss so much. You miss so much because you just don't really know the power of God.
先想我们失去了很多，因为我们不认识神的能力。
好 ，Let's read the because there's so many 176. We read just a few of them. Okay, we read the 165. Elvin, turn to 165, the promise. And Pastor Wayne, can you read that for us?
爱你律法的人有大平安，什么都不能使他们绊脚。
It's a promise. Right? Look at that.
Yeah.
You just read, right? First, you will not be stumbled because God will lift you up. Secondly, love means you read, basically. God does not expect too much from you. You just read that. Then you have great peace. Not just peace, great peace.
你知道，就是说，神给我们很大的平安，不仅仅是一点点的平安。
You just believe that.
我们要来相信。
When you look at the same way, the 176 vessel, you just believe that. You don't question, hey, how come?
当我们去了 Safeway, 看到人家写的这个是打折的啊 ，special. 那我们不要去怀疑它，我们就去就对了。
Half price on steak.
半价。哦，这那个是半价。
牛排半价，
牛排半价。
You don't go to ask the manager, hey, how come? You're wrong, you know?
你不会去。
That's impossible.
去到经理那边说这个不可能啊，为什么是半价呀
？You believe the manager, why do you believe God? Great peace.
你能够相信这个
大平安？
赛富伟的经理，你不相信神主，他要赐给你大平安。
Read. Read God's word. Read the special.
要读神的话。要读这个特别特殊的东西。
And the difference between the Safeway, the marketing board, and the Bible is the Bible. When God says something, He's serious.
那当然，这个在 Safeway 的这个和这个神的话语有区别。区别就是说，神呢，他是非常的认真。
Because when God says something, that's Isaiah chapter 46. When I have said something, I'll bring it about.I will make it happen.
那因为以赛亚书里面讲到呢，就是说他神讲了话，他不会落地无声，他必然要让他成就。
Never go back.
他不会让他返回。
God's word has power. Why? Because God's word created the universe.
那神的话为什么有能力？因为神的话创造了天地。
When God say that's a when God say let there be sun in Genesis.
当神说让那里有
let there be light.
有光，它就有了光。
And the light comes.
光就出来。
Here, let there be great peace.
那这里讲到呢，让你有大平安。
You believe.
你相信。
It comes.
它就来了。
You don't know why. You don't need to know why.
你不知道为什么。
Why should you know why? Sometimes we spend so much time ask why.
好多时候我们花时间常常问为什么，为什么。
Just turn on the light will come on. You don't ask why electricity, you know.
你就
you don't spend 2 years in studying electricity and turn on the light.
你不需要来学两年说为什么这个有电就有光，你只要把这个开光帮上去就好了。
Okay, the 105 the promise 105.
我们再读一下105。
好 ，Pastor Wayne.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Then we spend time to ask, hey, what do you think? You know, I should go do this. You ask someone who doesn't even know you too much.
你好多时候说我应该不应该做这个事情，他根本就不了解你。
And you ask someone, hey, should I do this? You know, and he's an expert in certain thing, but you ask him about the question is.About a job, he's an expert, you know, in cooking.
那你问一个人的时候，他可能是一个炒菜的一个高手，但是呢，他不懂你的工作。
We ask all kind of question to wrong people from wrong people.
我们好多时候问问题呢，找到了错的人。
And God says, right here, promise.
这里是一个应许。
You don't know what to do? Read the Bible.
你如果不懂，你就读圣经。
Say, do, should I take the job? You say, hey, the Bible said, you know, and God will guide me. It's light on my path.
那我应该不应该拿这个工作呢？你就读神的话，
you read that,
他是我脚前的灯。
You didn't ask anyone. You just open the Bible, read. Suddenly, God enlighten you. The Holy Spirit tells you what you should do. The next move, then the next step.
你在突然读圣经的时候，你神通过圣灵向你讲话，他告诉你下一步该怎么做。
You can try it.
你可以来试一试，试
试。Because God's word is true, He's a living God.
你可以来试验，因为他是一个活的神，他的话是真实。
Oh, what's the will of God? What's my job? We always ask all kinds. Finally, when nothing works, then we come back to God. God, what do you want to do?
那好多时候我们忽略了神的话语，转了一大圈再回来说，神啊，我该做什么
？You don't ask the one who created the job, and you ask so many things. At the end, nothing works. Finally, you come to ask God. It's a waste of time.
好多时候我们没有这个问这个我们的创造主，转了一大圈再回来再问神，就浪费很多时间。
Psalms 98，
我们再看看98。
Pastor Wendy，
你的命令常在存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。
99，
我比我的师父更通达。因我思想你的法度，我比年老的更明白，因我守了你的训词。
And so on. See, if you think about God's word, just think about it, meditate a little bit.
当你不住的来思想神的话语
，God give you wisdom. Think about God's word.
啊，他会给你智慧。
Sometimes you don't even the Bible. They not say you talk to people. He said you read yourself.
啊。好多时候是需要我们自己去读的。
Give you wisdom，
他会给你智慧。
Psalms 76。
我们再看看79。
76。
愿敬畏你的人归向我，他们就知道你的法度。
May your unfailing love be my comfort。
哦，76。求你照着应许仆人的话，以慈爱安慰我。
You call everybody peace. No, I'm miserable. Peace comfort me.
你好多时候说，哎呦，我今天状况不好，求你来安慰我。
You forgot God is here. You open the book. This is
你却忘记了
the mouth of God.
神的话语就在这里。
When you read that, God use your mouth to read His word.
当你读圣经的话的时候，神就用你的口来读他的话。
Because each page have at least three promises, you keep reading, suddenly you find out actually that's a solution there.
你在每一页都有三个应许，你在读的时候呢，突然发现有一个结论在哪。
Because God's word is really deep, even one page including so many principles there.
那神的话呢是非常的深奥的，就是我们读的时候在一页里面就有很多的原则。
And God will enlighten you by reading something can relate it to certain thing, then suddenly you find the solution, and you say, I'm lucky.
神呢会来给我们亮光，让我们在一件事情里面突然就会亮起来，我们就知道该怎么做。
Because God create love, God create all these things. It says right here.76. May your unfailing love, your love, be my comfort.
这里讲到呢，求你照着应许仆人的话，以慈爱安慰我。
And according to your promise, there's so many you can keep reading.
按照你应许仆人的话。
When we have miserable days, sometimes we first ask someone to comfort, ask the husband of the wife, but he also have a miserable day.
那有时候我们说要我们的丈夫来安慰我们，你发现他也是蛮凄惨。
Then they end up to be a quarrel.
那最后呢，两个人开始吵架。
So, the first thing, actually, you go to the Bible. Always go to the Bible first.
来到圣经。
God's word first.
就是来到神的话语。
And read out God's word first, because when you reading God's word, the power will release from your reading.
那当我们在读的时候呢，就要读神的话语。读神的话语的时候呢，能力就会出来。
Even memorize, even better.
如果我们能够来记忆呢，背诵呢，就更好。
And we read one more, 110.
110。恶人为我设下网罗，我却没有偏离你的训词。
好。 here God will save you from the trap.
这里讲到呢，神会让你呢，不会落入人的网络。
Someone call you, hey, you know, you just win $1 million. Come, just send me $100, then you get $1 million.
那有人呢给你打电话说，你给我这个100块，你会得到100万。
And God gave you the wisdom. This is a scam.
那神就让你知道这个是一个诈骗。
And in the past, you believed that, but suddenly.Today, you read the Bible. The Bible will say no.
那过去呢？你可能相信，但是今天你读了圣经，你突然发现你不相信了。
It's only $100. You say, "Hey, I try $100 for $1 million. I'll try."
那好多时候说，哦，100块换100万，嗯，试一下。
So God tells you, "Hey, be wise. Don't this is not useless. No, there's no such thing."
神会告诉你没有这样
Now all this thing is God is about your life is.About all your daily living.
那神这次让你就是都是明日常的生活里面。
All this give you wisdom to benefit you, is not benefiting pass away.
那这些呢都是要让你呢享用，就是来祝福你，不是来祝福王牧师。
One more, we'll read one more, and this time turn to Psalm 19.
那么回到这个诗篇十九篇。
Verse 7.
第七节，十九篇第七节。
And 10.
十九篇第七节，第十节。
So there's so many. I just randomly to read something. 19. Okay, so Proverbs 7.
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
And even the 8 is okay.
耶和华的训词正直。能快活人的心，耶和华的命令情节能明亮人的眼目。
So God will make you not worry, will revise you. So when you depressed, He will revise you.
那就是当我们在这个，他让我们的人心会苏醒的，快活人的心。
Suddenly you keep reading the Bible, suddenly you find out actually that's exactly what I must trust in God in this area.
那你在读圣经的时候，突然就发现了说，我在这个领域我要来。相信他
Why? Because the Holy Spirit in you will give you the strength, enlighten you, open the eye of your heart, you understand God's word.
因为圣灵在你里面会来打开你心灵的眼睛，让你都明白神的
话。When you get close to God, He'll get close to you.
当你亲近神，神必亲近你。
That's a promise.
因为这也是个应许。
There's so many. So try it next week.Every day,
所以下个礼拜就每一天我们就来实践。
Let God's power release to you.
那所以呢，让神的话语呢来释放出来。Amen.
I think every time I only go for half of my sermon, but I think you guys going to sleep on the floor if I finish. I think that's all. That's enough.
我一半的这个。讲完，但是呢，我怕大家睡着了。
I think everybody, including me, we understand God wants us to read His word, receive the power, and the only way the person we can release the power is ourselves. We read and let God's power, the Holy Spirit, release to us. Then every day, instead of wasting time on all this useless no reading, you start to read the Bible.
所以呢，我们不要把这些时间浪费在这些乱七八糟的事情上，我们来开始来读圣经。
Especially the person who first time come here, I encourage you read the Bible.
所以特别是第一次来的人，我就开始鼓励你来读圣经。
You have love. We just read that. We will have love, joy, peace, comfort, wisdom, everything.
我们就会有喜乐、平安、爱，所有的安慰。
There's no charge.
所有的事情。
And God said, "There's no charge. There's no charge."
免费的是免费的。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
After Amen. Anna. Do you guys hear the word?
你们听到我刚才讲的道吗？
You know, people on the Zoom, have you guys heard the word?
在这里边的弟兄姐妹有听到刚才的讲道吗？
你知道我们的弟兄为什么常常会强调神的话？
Do you know why our brother always emphasize on the word of God?
你知道为什么他有时候，讲的时候讲了又讲同样一个 point， 就是关于圣经
you know, why he always emphasize our word, God of, words of God again and again.
那有时候我们听多了，就像一个我的儿子听我讲话，听多了他烦。
So, just like myself, sometimes I repeat things a lot, and then he gets frustrated.
但是呢，我们要知道，就是他有一个为父的心。
But we have to know that he has a heart of a father.
而且他真的经历过。
And he has been through that.
而且他也正在经历。
And he's also continued to experience that.
那这也是我们很多人的经历。
And this is also all of our own experiences as well.
所以我们听了以后呢，我们真的要去做。
So when we hear the word, we have to act it out.
现在其实教会和这个基督徒和基督徒的区别主要在哪里？有的人他常常经历神，有的人不经历神。
So do you know the difference between Christian and another Christian or the church? Between church is one may experience help, on the other hand, someone else may not have that experience at all.
就是弟兄讲的很简单。
So that's what the brother has talked about. It's very simple.
那我们要去记忆神，读神的话语，记忆神的话语，要去做。
We have to read the word of God to memorize it and to act it out.
今天有一点弟兄提醒的，就是说大家回去要学习去背诵圣经。
So one thing that our brother has emphasized that we have to memorize the Bible verses.
其实我们没有借口的说我的记性不好啊，这个那个。
Actually, we do not have an excuse to by saying that oh my memory is not that good.
你知道好多你感兴趣的东西一下就记住了。
You know the things that actually you are interested in, it's very easy for you to remember.
哦，你就发现你怎么突然这个看看这个微信上面有人发一个帖子，哦呦，这个东西很好，哦呦，一下就记住了。
Maybe someone will post something online and it interests you, and all of a sudden you remember what he says.
那为什么？因为我们感兴趣。
Why? Because we are interested in that.Particular topic.
对，感兴趣不代表有用。
However, your interest doesn't mean it is useful.
那所以呢，就是我们没有借口，我们回去呢开始读圣经，背圣经，去来新出来。
So we have no excuse. We have to go home and read.
好，我们一起来祷告，我们特别站起来，大家站起来。
So we will rise and pray.
我们请Duncan弟兄来祷告。
So we invite Duncan to pray.
他在这一方面，神给他这样一个。有一个恩膏和权柄。
So God has given him this anointing and authority.
Okay, let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us together.
我们亲爱的主，谢谢你把我们带到一起。
Because of your blessing, so you have this family of God's children together.
因着你的祝福，你把你的儿女聚在一起，成为一个家。
To enjoy you.
能够来享受你
，to release and receive the power from you，
享受你让你的能力释放出来
，and to have peace, love, joy, peace out of this chaos of this world，
在这个混乱的世界上面有喜乐、平安和爱。
In this world we have trouble，
在这个世上我们有苦难
，but in you，
但是在你里面
，we have peace，
我们有平安
，joy and love，
有喜乐、有爱。
Because you have overcome the world.
因为你已经战胜了这个世界。
Let us come to you.
愿我们来救你。
Open your mouth.
愿你来张开你的。
Read out your word.
我们来读你的话语。
Let this word become our words.
愿你的话成为我们的话。
Become part of us.
成为我们的生命的一部分。
Then we will become a powerful Christian.
让我们成为一个有能力的基督徒。
Because we will live our love, joy, peace, and all these nine fruits of the spirit.
我们会活出喜乐、平安、爱这九种圣灵的果子。
A true children of God.
我们成为神的正儿女。
Then we will have faith and hope and expecting, you know, the blessing from, when we go home.
我们会有。盼望，我们会有信心。当我们回家的时候
，This is not home, but we have our, you have a plan for us to do something to bring people home.
你也在我们的生命里面有一个计划，让我们能够把别人也带回家。
To learn how to rely on you too.
让他们也学习来，能够来依靠你。
And to love the unlovable too.
能够来爱那些不可爱的人。
And to show grace to other people.
能够把你的恩典传授给大家。
Then our reward will be great too.
让我们的这个工作也大大的建立。
Let's grasp your promise of 7,000 promise and do something about it.
让我们抓住你圣经里面7,000多个应许来做点事情。
Become a blessing to other people too.
让我们成为别人的祝福。
And we are blessed too.
因为我们受了祝福。
And this in the giving that we receive too.
那这是已经在我们在给的时候，我们就在接受。
But it's always known it's more blessed to give than to receive.
但是你也说过，施比受更加的有福。
We learn from your word, then we give out to other people.
我们从你的话语的接受了、学习了，就给出去。
That's the eternal reward, eternal, you know, useless.
这就永恒的，这成为永恒的祝福。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们耶稣基督的名 ，Amen, Amen.
Now, I bought this book. I forgot this book had around 800 promises already. So you can go to the internet, anything, to find some promises.From God.
这本书里面有神的几千个应许，800个应许。
That this one has 65 category in different area of your life with 800 promises. Only this little book.
那这个小书里面呢，就有这个分了60多个不同的层面，就是有多少。
But one thing I did not mention is that when you are worried, you find those verses of the Bible talk about.How to deal with worry.
所以呢，就讲到我们如果忧虑的话呢，我们在圣经里面会遭到相应的神的应许，就是来处理。
Now one thing that we might each other is that when you are worried, you don't look for some other verses which unrelated to worry.
当我们在焦虑的时候，不要去找一些跟焦虑没关系的很多的话语去读。
Yeah. So basically, you look at the medicine of the Bible. The Bible has so many categories. It's a healing. Then you find what you need. Then you read them.
神的话讲到它就是良药，但是呢，你可以找到相应的药，对症下药。
This book helped me is that when I look at this, hey, determination means I don't know how to determine the future. And here it helped me how to.Rely on God to face the future.
那这里呢就讲到，就说，这里比如说翻开一个，我们怎么样来面对未来，他就会有一些。
And here about patience.
那讲到这个忍耐。
And I don't have patience with my my family or my brother and sisters. Then I read about how to enhance our patience.
啊，所以这讲到呢，我不能忍耐我的家人。我怎么样来忍耐？
The good thing is very instant. So, and I want something today. I think I lose patience. Then you read patience, right? You don't have love today. You read about love and things like that.
如果缺乏爱，我们就来找到相应的话语来。
It's like when you are sick, you know, you buy the Tylenol.
Yeah, 所以就是我们如果得病的话，我们就买这个Tylenol.
Yeah, when you have a headache, buy Tylenol.
如果没有头痛，就买这个。
But when you are headache, you don't put the band A, you know, on your hand.
那所以我们头痛不需要来贴这个胶布。
Yeah, you buy the right thing for the right.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen.